If your music sounds like this, it's time to upgrade to Fiber 1 Gig Internet from Frontier. Go to frontierconnected.com to get sweet rewards and rates as low as $69.99 a month for 3 years with autopay. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930 The Answer, along with FM 93.7, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And for our over-the-road truck drivers out there, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, getting it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border, special shout-out to each and every one of you. Appreciate what you're doing. As well as the FedEx, the UPS, and the mail haulers out there hauling the mail back and forth cross-country and to the post offices. Now, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, and hauling the jet fuel wherever it has to go to, thanks very much, as well as our Amazon warehouse folks listening to us and our Amazon drivers out there. And I heard from a couple of them just a little while ago telling me that they were doing well, moving up the ladder. They were going out of Florida, going northbound. One was going to Kentucky, and the other one was going to Hotlanta, Georgia. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, and Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. That's Donald Trump's social website. We're also on Twitter. We're there, in every case, Captain's America is how you find us, Captain's America. And then again, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, and you can always hear the program over there. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can hear it streaming over there, coming right straight from my flagship station, going right straight to the satellite, and you'll be able to hear it right there. Plus, it loops 24/7 after the show is over. You'll hear that same show until the next new one comes aboard. All right. Going out to California, IA. See, you can see in California in the morning, I think, where the song went. And we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
You betcha. And it's a nice night down here. Okay, guys and girls, go on in. There you go. They're going back in. It's a nice night down here. The weather is very, very nice for this time of the year. Very normal, too. We've got clear skies, and it's 63 degrees outside right now. No wind, so it's very comfortable.
Very nice. Well, here we got 47 degrees. We're still pretty chilly at night.
Jeez. Come on, Kyle. Come on, Kyle. You got to warm it up out there. All right.
Well,
are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs and values. Now, Mr. Kyle, it appears that some of the parties giving heavy weapons to the Ukraine are speeding things up because the latest intel is Russia is going to launch a full-scale offensive against the Ukraine and come barreling back in to try to take back control of the country. So right now they've got tanks that Germany says you can't have them because we don't want to get involved or whatever. And they do have Great Britain sending some Challenger tanks there, full-size tanks, I might add. And they do have the United States that's sending their Bradley fighting vehicles, which are nothing more than a reinforced heavy APC, if you will. And then they're also sending some Strikers over there. And there may be another country in the mix. I'm not sure yet. We heard that there might be because of Germany bailing out. And that's really chintzy for Germany. I don't know what their problem is. Do you?
Well, evidently, Germany is talking about that there's no agreement in terms of the aid and so forth. But they had already promised, Captain, to delivery of its Leopard 2 tank.
Yep.
But they went back on that. And so, yes, they are standing in the way of some very important military material to go to Ukraine.
Yeah, and they showed the tank sitting right there yesterday, packed up, ready to go to be shipped over to the Ukraine. We saw them. I saw them on TV, and it's just not going to happen just yet anyway.
Exactly right. And certainly if we're seeing the Russians getting ready to mount a major offensive, it means that Vladimir Putin is not getting the message that that he's simply not going to win this. He's going to keep trying no matter what. That is a very bad indication.
And we know that the alternative is to drop a big bomb.
Exactly right. Now, of course, you may know better than I, Captain, in terms of Russia. I would think they would have a corollary to our Moab bomb.
They do.
I think. So they may start with something like that in terms of massive destruction, but certainly the nuclear option or so-called tactical nuclear weapon could also be in their plans, and that would be a major escalation for all the world.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to go out to our first break. We're going to come right back with more here. Don't go anywhere. Just getting cranked up.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now at 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. That's 800-365-6303.
CalMax is a very unique blend of calcium and magnesium that gets absorbed into your bloodstream so you can replenish those vital nutrients that your body burns up when you experience stress. And remember, Dr. Pincus has arranged a very special offer here. It's only available to you listeners. So when you call, be sure to mention this program to get that risk-free trial of CalMax, and only if you call this special toll-free number. It's 1-800-818-9748. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll get an extra free supply with your order. So all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 1-800-818-9748. And when you call today, you're also going to get that free book. It's called The User's Guide to Calcium and Magnesium. Now, this book is packed with all kinds of great information about why your calcium needs change with age, calcium's role in cardiovascular health, diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, fatigue. It's all in this very informative book.
Hi, Tom Baudet wearing a poncho to prove a point. Ponchos may not be in style, but mark my words, they will be. How do I know? Well, we've been saying Motel 6 has clean, comfortable rooms for the lowest price of any national chain for years. And now suddenly, frugal is all the rage. What next? One word. Ponchos. Book your room online at Motel6.com. I'm Tom Baudet in a sassy poncho for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And you know, those of you who have been listening to me know that I have been taking the product called Relief Factor for well over 9 years. The reason I take it is because it works. And I will tell you, if you've got pain for whatever reason, including arthritis or maybe rheumatism or maybe bursitis, this stuff will work. Now, neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee, wrist, elbow, whatever the problem might happen to be, this product will go straight to the source of the problem and get rid of the pain that you're in. Now, certainly it has something to do with the all-natural ingredients because it is 100% drug-free. Don't need to worry about that part of it. It comes with turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which actually helps the body's natural response to inflammation, which is the reason why you have pain to begin with, inflammation, and swelling in some cases. It'll lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is that you got going on by going right straight to the source. And it can go to more than one source of the pain. For example, maybe your shoulder hurts. Maybe your back hurts. Maybe your ankle hurts along with it. Those are three different things. It will actually help by going to all three areas to relieve you of the pain. Never seen anything quite like it. And to find out more, and to take part in the 1995 3-week quick start, go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. And you'll be glad you did, because just about everybody that takes this product feels better. Just about everybody. There's an exception once in a while, but very seldom. All right, back to, and by the way, Kyle Warren has something to say about all this, because what do you tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Boy, is that true. Is that true? All right, well, back to the conversation here. You know, President Joe Biden's first couple of years in the White House have been an overall disaster, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many others. Now, Congressman Tim Burchett from Tennessee, a Republican, said Friday, and I quote, "I don't think he's cognitively with it," meaning Joe Biden. And while commenting on the second anniversary of the president's inauguration, he said, "We're getting ready to take on more debt. His transportation bills of over $1 trillion have had very little to do with transportation." And that's true, because it's done mostly with, or dealt mostly with, green energy, right?
Right.
So the southern border, which is a disaster, is being ignored. Everything he's touched so far has been a complete and utter failure. And I can go on. I can go on to China. I can go on to Afghanistan. I can go on to Iran. I can continue. There's much, much more. The guy is a zero.
Well, Joe Biden himself, you know, doesn't seem to be in charge, which, you know, I hate to say, but I think that you have people that are behind him that are making up this policy, able to get him to go along with it or just go out and read the speech, sort of like, you know, not totally dissimilar to Karine Jean-Pierre reading from the binder. These policies continue on. As you mentioned, the border and energy and on and on. And all these things are not being dealt with properly for some reason. And I think that reason is destabilization overall. They think it's going to help them politically in the long run if everything literally goes to hell in a handbasket.
Well, as I just said, the majority of this money that has gone for infrastructure, and according to him, and transportation, according to him, there's a big brouhaha going on right now in Congress, the standoff, we'll call it, the debt ceiling debacle, and who's really responsible for the debt ceiling, and will they keep it where it's at, or will they just give carte blanche, or what are they going to do? They're going to have to draw a line in the sand here one of these times. They're just going to have to do it. But the money that they keep pulling from the left hand to go to the right hand, it's not going where it should go. The border being number one, Ukraine being number two, because as long as we've made such a commitment there, and we've got tanks on the way and some heavy armor and some more artillery and this, that, and the other because of the Russian invasion that's coming their way soon. If it hasn't already, in fact, started, we don't know, but it was very close yesterday to it. So we have to honor our commitments around the world. We just have to.
Well, that's absolutely right. Whether it be supporting our friends and allies, helping people in Ukraine, for example, but also having to do with continuing to shore up and establish the full faith and credit of the United States government, because you could cause a chain reaction at some point if the United States is seen to be faltering.
Now, I have some really good news to report to all the football fans out there. Today, of course, there's going to be a couple of games. Tomorrow, there'll be a couple more games. But we have received word and was reported yesterday by the Buffalo Bills football team that the injured player who we saw get carried off the field, literally hanging to a thread to survive, Damar Hamlin, has made another visit to the Bills training facility. Now, it's entirely possible, Kyle, we could see this young man come out on the field in a wheelchair or whatever and salute the teams down there in Cincinnati when they play, because they're going to be playing, I believe, tonight at 7:30. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well, I think what will happen if he's there and the the crowd sees him and he's able to wave to them, yeah, or say, perhaps even say something, I think you'll see a major outpouring of love. And I think a repeat, Captain, of the unity that we saw that night on Monday Night Football,
yeah,
when so many people came together and prayed together.
And that game was played in Cincinnati, so we're going to see a replay of the game. So maybe we'll get a chance to see him at the game if he can make the trip. Right now he's still on oxygen. He's still regrouping, but he's making steady progress. That's the one good thing. He's making steady progress.
And that is really, really wonderful. It's miraculous, and people are just continuing to send them,
yep,
their goodwill and, of course, be praying for him.
Now, I got to say something here about the fool that's called the press secretary for the president, namely Karine Jean-Pierre, a.k.a. Frenchie. On Friday, she blasted our good governor, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, for blocking a new advanced placement course for high school students on African American studies. Now, this was more like the CRT course that they were giving, and she called it something different. That's not what it is at all. But whatever happened to teaching American history in our schools? Whatever happened to that?
Well, Captain, that's a very, very, very good question. And I think what Governor DeSantis is getting at is the idea of CRT in disguise. We do have some evidence of CRT being sort of rebranded or sort of brought about in a different way, such that it can be said we don't have CRT in our curriculum. But American history, Captain, the way that we learned it back in the day, I think was the original "we report, you decide"
right,
sort of idea.
And who said that? CNN.
CNN. I think, well,
Bernard Kelb.
But but the idea is that the American history was taught warts and all. It would never be the case that you would learn American history and somehow think, wow, slavery was pretty good, we should try that again sometime. You know, you would never ever come up with that, because you realized how terrible it was, for example, in this case, and it wasn't sugarcoated. But I think that those who are looking to promote CRT in whatever guise, they're looking to simply, again, create their own political power base. They're trying to pit people against one another based on their skin color, and it's not the right thing to do. It's a farce for them to do such a thing.
All righty, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Bottom of the hour, first hour, hour number one. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Your stations are going to give a little news, maybe, and a little weather, and a couple of ads, and then we'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With SRN News, I'm Tasha Stevens. A bipartisan group of senators is visiting war-ravaged Ukraine. Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is in Kyiv with Democrats Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut and Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island. More details in the case against a man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students. Legal experts say a newly unsealed search warrant may point to motive. Also reveals several items seized from Brian Koberger's home following his arrest last month, includes hair strands. The Washington State University PhD student facing four counts of first-degree murder. Netflix putting limitations on account sharing over the next few months. The change will limit an account to users within one household instead of being shared with multiple external users. This is SRN News.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Marketing your business is hard. It's so competitive, and getting new customers is as hard as keeping your existing ones. We know it because we're a local business too. So when it comes to marketing your business and getting new customers, we know how to do it. Our digital marketing firm, Salem Surround, is built to create customized solutions to your business, not your competitors, just you. Reach out to us at SalemSurround.com, and we'll work with you to create those solutions that will increase your business and bring you new customers. SalemSurround.com.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk about them for quite some time. I talk about them because I use their products and I like their products, and everything I've used so far has worked absolutely the way they said it was. Now, I will tell you that if you go over to MyPillow.com, that's MyPillow.com, look for the Radio Listener Specials page. That's there. Click on that link to get into the Radio Listener Specials page. Once you get in there, it'll ask you for a promo code. Well, your promo code is always going to be the word Captain. That's right, Captain. And when you get in there, take a look at the products that they've got. They have got a bunch of stuff in there that is marked down 80%. They've got another bunch of stuff that's in there that's buy one, get one. And then they've got another group of products that they're discontinuing, so what they're doing is some of that's marked down 90%. For example, the older style slippers are now only $19.95. If you want to save money on a pair of the MyPillow slippers, you can get them for that reduced price. Now, there's only certain kinds, not the new ones, obviously, but the older ones that they're discontinuing are going for that price. So there you go. So go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page logo right there on the home page. When you get to that page, use the promo code CAPTAIN that gets you in the doorway. If you want, by the way, you can also give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459 for MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. Shop till you drop. You're going to enjoy the products that are there. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Janet Yellen says, and I quote, "A U.S. deficit could cause a global financial crisis."
Well, that's right. That's true. If the U.S. were to default on its owings, whatever the credit that it owes and so forth.
Oh, $31 trillion.
$31.4 trillion. That's fine. It's no big deal. Well, of course, it is a big deal. And as we approach that day, we're going to hear a lot about how we got here and what are we going to do and how we're going to start to do something about it. And that is, those are incredibly great conversations to have. But the idea that the U.S. would go into default could have bad ramifications, especially, as Yellen was pointing out, the idea of the U.S. dollar being the accepted reserve currency around the world. One of the things that that those who have not the greatest fondness for the United States would love to see happen at some point is to not have the U.S. dollar be the reserve currency, for example.
Right. Now, President Biden bragged a couple of days this week about the American wages going up. But inflation and the rise in the price of goods are rising faster than the wages going up. Now, what's happened is President Joe Biden, who took to Twitter last weekend to tout the rising wages for Americans under his presidency, claiming that they outweigh inflation, which is not true. Then this week at several different events, he turned around and talked about how good things were and how the wages were going up and he'd created X amount of jobs and all that sort of stuff. And while that's quite misleading, as the simultaneous rise in the cost of goods often outweighs any possible salary increases for workers, which is in fact what we're seeing.
Well, if Joe Biden thinks he created a bunch of jobs, watch out, because a lot of those jobs are now being laid off or gotten rid of altogether. Captain, this last week, we heard about Microsoft, 10,000 jobs, because they are worried about revenue coming in because people are pulling back on spending. Also, we heard about Google starting to lay off, or Alphabet, the parent company, laying off some 12,000 jobs. People. So it's not just a case of companies sort of realigning. A lot of people used to work at home and now they're adjusting. Well, they're adjusting all right. They're adjusting to what even Bank of America is warning about, that the continued rise of inflation and the coming recession are going to, in what they called, in their words rather, turn the stock market upside down. So jobs, that's going to be a huge problem as we go through this year, I'm afraid.
Well, you've got Meta, which is a.k.a. Facebook, and they're laying off some 10,000 people.
Right, exactly. Especially through the tech sector, we're finding that out. Goldman Sachs was going to be laying off a large part of their workforce. It's happening all over. Yeah, here it is. I just found it again. 6.5% of its global workforce from Goldman Sachs, for example. And we see other things in the tech sector as well, where you see that they're laying off. I think Capital One got rid of 1,100 of their technical workers. So it's starting like this. People are starting to pull back. I hate to say it, but I think the proof's going to be in the pudding. And if inflation continues the way it's going, in fact, Captain, we even start to see central banks saying that they may want to start cutting interest rates. While the Fed, even though it signaled earlier that it may sort of slow down the rate hikes, you know, we're just going off into la-la land here somewhere.
Well, consumers have actually taken a pay cut of more than 2% on an average due to the rapidly rising cost of consumer goods. Now, the consumer price index rose by some 6.5% over the past 12 months, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And a report released last week states that Americans are effectively $7,400 poorer.
Yeah, isn't that something? What would you do with that $7,400? Obviously, you
buy a car.
buy a car.
Or a truck.
Keep paying your,
yep.
Yeah, or keep paying your utility bills. Have a little bit left over to maybe have a little bit of fun or get do something that you've been wanting to do, some other improvement that you wanted to make. That's a good chunk of change.
Now, the slow rise in wages makes it increasingly difficult for Americans to keep up with the rising prices for staple goods. For example, eggs, they've risen 49.1% since November. Gas prices are up 17 cents a gallon on an average from last month. As a matter of fact, our gas prices here have gone up over 20 cents a gallon in the last 3 weeks. Now, it's clear also that Americans' pocketbooks are still taking a hit under Joe Biden.
Well, they are taking a hit under Joe Biden, and there doesn't seem to be any end in sight. And that's what's beginning now to really frighten, I think, the American consumer. I don't think it's because they saw a news broadcast one night that said, guess what, everything's starting to get bad again. I think that they collectively understand it. They see it, and they start to begin to pull back. And especially when you look at real estate, things like that, I think we may be in for some real tough times in terms of people and the equity maybe that they have in their homes at this point and where that's going to go. Is it going to go poof into the ether, or a lot of it anyway?
I don't know, but the Biden administration argues that it had the authority to require airline passengers and other travelers to wear masks on mass transit 9 months after a federal judge in Florida vacated the federal mask mandate.
Well, of course, you know, this is that's part and parcel of what they like to be able to impose, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and we're coming up on the break for the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, so I'm going to kind of hone this in a little bit. The NHL player who declined the Pride-themed warm-up jersey has now got his regular jersey topping the sales at the NHL store.
Yeah, that's very interesting. That's Ivan Provorov, I believe, is his name. Now, he's a Orthodox Christian from Russia, I believe. He's born in Russia. We know that,
right?
But his I'm trying to recall that it's the Russian Orthodox Church. Yes, that's what it was. But he has particular belief. That he doesn't want to participate with that, although he says he respects people and respects their choices. But look at it this way, Captain. What if it was a Muslim who was being compelled to violate their values or their belief system? A lot of these same people that are going after this person would be jumping to that other person's defense. So I it's very, very strange, I think.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We are also going to be headed for the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, a first one of the night. We got some interesting stuff out there weather-wise that we'll get to for you. But don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Some surprises are good, some surprises are life-changing, and some surprises can be financially devastating. That's why you need 210 Home Buyers Warranty. 210 Home Buyers Warranty covers critical systems like your heating, cooling, and water heater, and appliances like your fridge from breakdowns caused by routine use. Because something will break down right when you need it most. A refrigerator breakdown can cost over $1,200 to replace, with 210 as little as $85. Water heater breakdown nearly $1,800, with 210 as little as $85. AC breakdown $2,500, with 210 as little as $85.
I enjoy knowing that any issues I may have with my home will be taken care of.
Everything was handled professionally.
The response and service is always timely and professional.
No matter the age of your home or appliances, a home warranty service agreement from 210 Home Buyers Warranty can help reduce your financial stress. Call 800-471-7187. 800-471-7187. That's 800-471-7187. Call now to get 2 months free.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-233-4295. 800-233-4295. 800-233-4295. That's 800-233-4295.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We
my goodness. That's Brooks and Dunn, and that's a classic right there, folks. Honky Tonk Stomp featuring Billy Gibbons. Yep, that's ZZ Top, Billy Gibbons. What do you think there, Kyle?
Yeah, I like it. That's got a cool beat to it.
Oh, it's a hell of a video. I mean, it's out there in Amarillo. I know right exactly where they made that video because those cars that they got stuck in the ground like that, that's the only place in the country I ever saw it, was on I-40 coming into Amarillo. So there you go. It was something that some farmer did just for the heck of it to show somebody that he had some ingenuity, I guess. All right, let me take a look over here. We got a large pressure system, low pressure system, a large one, that's going to shift across the southern United States through Sunday before moving up the East Coast Sunday night and Monday. Now, the system is going to bring a band of heavy snow and a thin region of ice from the southern Rockies over into the northeast, a part of the U.S., through Sunday. And further south, it'll be a marginal risk for excessive rainfall, which might bring flooding across the deep south and southeast east U.S. This weekend. So there could be some thunderstorms in the mix and all that stuff. Right now, the activity is over there around New Orleans and Mississippi. It hasn't quite moved out of the western part of the Gulf yet, but it will be coming towards my direction as the day progresses, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens. So, Kyle, what's going on out west right now?
Well, out west right now, Captain, we're going to take a look, number one, at Donner Pass. So this is up on I-80, of course, coming out of Reno over to the California side. Right now, at least, it's reading 7 degrees Fahrenheit. It's very cold, and it says fog. So that means, of course, that fog is freezing fog. So if you're going over Donner this morning, you got to be really, really careful. That's for sure. California Central Valley, we continue with freeze warnings there from about Merced all the way down to Bakersfield along Highway 99, Interstate 5. But we also, that's coupling as well with a dense fog advisory in that area. So drivers, do beware of that. We continue over down towards Arizona, southern Arizona near Tucson, hard freeze warning there. Then a hard freeze warning as you're coming along I-10 between Phoenix and the California border, so be aware of that. Winter weather advisories in northern New Mexico, also in the southeastern corner of Colorado, winter storm warning that is there. And then also up in Montana tonight, we've got a winter storm watch in the northern part of Montana. This is also going to include Missoula and all the way up to Harve in the Canadian border. In terms of what we're seeing right now on the radar, back to the southeastern corner of Colorado, we've got snow all through that area falling right now, especially, of course, across I-25 south of Colorado Springs down into parts of northern New Mexico. More next hour. Be careful out there.
All right, let's start out in South Dakota. I-29 from the North Dakota line all the way down to Nebraska. You've got fog, freezing fog, I might add. Looks like there could be some precipitation mixed up here in a little while because Minnesota right now, you've got some very favorable conditions for some snow to start at almost any time, as well as the freezing fog could also come that way. Same thing for Iowa. In the meantime, the northwestern corner of Missouri tonight, you've got snow. You've got snow across almost all of Kansas except the southeastern corner, but it is moving from west to east. There is a winter storm warning coming out of Colorado. I-70 east, Goodland over east about 100 miles or so. Then that winter storm warning drops down to the central part of Kansas and goes back west over to Colorado. And it drops over towards Lyman. You'll have it over towards that direction. And then you've got snow in the rest of Kansas tonight right now. Again, as I said, down along the Gulf of Mexico, we have some developing conditions down there. There is some sort of storm or storm feature that could be producing some thunderstorms for later on in the daytime when things warm up and move towards the east, which is what they did yesterday and the day before. We're also going to take a peek up the East Coast. We've got some offshore winds, so from South Carolina, all the way on up to Chesapeake Bay, out about 20 miles, and then out about another 100, you're going to have some really rough seas. If you're going out fishing today, you want to really pay attention because the weather might not be conducive. There might be small craft warnings out there once you got about 10 miles offshore. So now we do have some snow tonight still in Vermont, snowing across the southern part of Vermont, and we do have some unsettled weather conditions in Connecticut and Massachusetts and the Berkshires right there. So that's what the weather is looking like, and be careful out there on your drive this weekend. Be careful. A lot of crazies out there. And Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and the Flying J.
Well, folks, whatever time you're hearing this program as it's rebroadcast on various stations over the weekend, whatever time of day you're hearing it, you want to pull into the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center nearest you and check out all the great amenities that they have for truckers, for pro drivers, and for travelers as well. Go to pilotflyingj.com, use their locations function to find that nearest locations to you, and also be sure to join up with the rewards program. That's the My Rewards Plus app. It's easy to download right there from pilotflyingj.com, and when you download the app, you're going to start enjoying 2 free drinks every week. You're going to get special offers on food, drinks, and snacks and other great gear that you can get at the Pilot and the Flying J's as well. Pull on in, try their hot cup of coffee. And by the way, Captain, our listeners have been letting us know about the iced coffee that they like at the Pilot and Flying J centers as well. So you can try that, get something great to eat, fuel up, get your supplies. And also for our viewers out there, they've got also a lot of great amenities as well. So check them out today at pilotflyingj.com. You won't be sorry.
No, you won't. And by the way, for those of you that have Facebook, go over to Facebook, check us out, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We also have a group called Americans for America, and I'm very proud to tell you that we are now up to 22,300 members of that group, Americans for America, 22,300 members. That's quite an accomplishment, Kyle, from where we started.
Well, it really is. I mean, it's really amazing.
Yeah, and of course, the week that we've had this week, the speech that I gave down there at the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club, it was well received by them. It's also, the word has gotten out around to the other different Republican parties in the area, and I'll be doing some more talking at those, as well as some other patriotic clubs around the countryside here in Florida over the next coming weeks. So there you go. Now, Kyle, you hang in there. Folks, you hang in there. Our stations are going to take a top-of-the-hour news break, pay a bunch of their bills. We'll be back in about 5 or 6 minutes with more of the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number 2. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top-of-the-hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969.
News, insight, passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer.
If you want to invest your money and grow your wealth, listen to this.
Hi, I'm Phil Granny of PhilsGang.com. You know, I get so tired of listening to the same garbage every day, listening to the fake business news network telling you why you should buy this stock, why you should buy, and they're always wrong. Join my gang, PhilsGang.com. Free for 10 days. You're going to learn when to buy a stock and when not to buy a stock. Hey, years ago it was different. You could buy a stock based on fundamentals. You could buy a stock based on earnings. You could buy a stock based on P.E. ratios. Those days are gone. That ended with QE. That ended when they financially engineered the market in 2008. Gone. Now you got to follow the money. And we have the knowledge because we have the chart. Pro 2 color code chart tells you when to buy, when to sell, when to run like hell.
For a limited time, you can join Phil's Gang free for 10 days.
Check it out, philsgang.com. Get the truth, get the knowledge, and understand how the market really works.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, and AM 930, The Answer, WLSS Sarasota.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Thousands of pro-life activists gather for the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. Friday, but with a twist. This year, they're celebrating Roe v. Wade being overturned by the Supreme Court. March for Life President Jeannie Mancini told March for Life participants the pro-life work continues following the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade.
While the march began as a response to Roe, we don't end as a response to Roe being overturned. Why? Because we're not yet done.
This year, the march ended not at the Supreme Court, but across the street at the U.S. Capitol. Russia claims to have captured a village in eastern Ukraine as part of its intense months-long push.
Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov says the village of Klishivka, which is located about 5 miles south of Bakhmut, had been liberated. The claim couldn't be independently verified, and Ukrainian officials have made no immediate comment on it. Taking Klishivka, however, would be only a minor breakthrough, but the Kremlin is hungry for good news from its battlefield after months of setbacks. Bakhmut, on the other hand, would be a bigger prize. It could allow Russia to disrupt Ukrainian supply lines in the east and threaten other Ukrainian-held cities in the surrounding Donetsk region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Border Patrol keeping an eye out for new contraband coming across the southern border. Eggs. If you can find eggs, you're likely paying more than double what you paid a year ago. And it's because of that, a lot of travelers are being caught trying to carry eggs into the U.S. from Mexico. The director of field operations at San Diego's border tweeted a reminder that raw eggs and raw poultry are prohibited. If you fail to declare, you face fines up to $10,000. Texas border agents have seen seizures increase by 108%. More at townhall.com.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Restrictions may apply.
A Kansas man who threatened to kill a congressman is convicted.
Chase Neal of Kansas admitted that he threatened to kill a congressman. A federal jury has now convicted him. Neal represented himself at the trial and questioned the lawmaker that he threatened, U.S. Representative Jake LaTurner, on the witness stand. Neal said that he was a messenger from God, warning that the congressman had to die for ignoring his concerns about wizards and extraterrestrials. The judge found Neal competent to stand trial and act as his own attorney despite a serious head injury. Threatening a public official is punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes slumped nearly 18% in 2022, the slowest year for the housing market in nearly a decade. This according to the National Association of Realtors. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens.
Odyssey.
Find us online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
People of the world, I am Chef Jose Andres, and I'm here with an important message. I'm speaking to you from downtown Kherson. As tonight gets dark, people are going to go to their homes without electricity, without water, and very often without much food to eat. This winter is going to be brutal, not only for the people of Kherson, but for many, many Ukrainians all across Ukraine, but especially in the places that they've been recently liberated near the front lines. The people of Ukraine right now are fighting for freedom. We're here with a very simple ask. World Central Kitchen will be able to keep doing the work we've been doing over the last 8-9 months with your support, with your help together. I know we will not leave the people of Ukraine alone.
I'm Chuck England, host of Suncoast Speaks, our weekly community affairs program. It's a lively hour of what's happening with the newsmakers in Sarasota and Manatee counties in the areas of business, entertainment, and the arts. Make it a point to join us from 5 till 6 p.m. Saturdays here on FM 93.7 and AM 930 The Answer. The show also airs on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. I look forward to having you with us on Suncoast Speaks.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. Straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, along with FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast all across the country and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Always happy to hear from folks that are outside the country, like Maria over in Germany. Heard from her yesterday a couple times, and a couple other people in there, too, in the mix that were shouting in from somewhere over there. One was in France, one was in England. So there you go. Now, a special shout-out. It goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Special shout out and a big thanks. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, keeping America rolling along, we give you a big shout, the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers out there, men and women out there. Thanks so very much for what you're doing. The FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail haulers out there, we give you a big shout-out and say thank you to you for what you're doing, as well as the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we've got our Amazon warehouse people that are working that we hear from, and our drivers, too, the Amazon drivers. We've heard from several of them so far tonight, and thanks for tuning into the program, and thanks for being there, and we appreciate your confidence in us for being your watchman on the wall here at night, all night. Now, we also want you to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, where you can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're on the Truth Social website, which is the Donald Trump social media website. We're on Twitter. Find us over there, Captain's America, Captain's America. And don't forget our website. Go over there, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You'll be able to take advantage of all the things that are over there. Plus, you can hear the show there 24/7. We broadcast live when we're on the air, and when we're not, you get the podcast over there, or you get the broadcast of the latest show until the next new one comes on. All right, going to go to the phone line, going to check out the weather out there, take a look. Let's see. I can see forever looking west here. Got a good shot out there towards California. We've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Captain, good morning. Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yes, sir. Buddy Rowe, and they are in fine form tonight as they stand out there and the glow of the warmth of the moonlight because it's 64 degrees now. It's gone up a degree.
Wow. Well, we're still holding steady about 47 degrees here on Friday morning.
No, thank you.
Saturday morning. Yeah.
No, thank you. You can have it. I don't want it. I've had enough cold weather to last me all year long. It was so freaking cold over here a couple of weeks ago for several days. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we add those two words in there and emphasize them: under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we mentioned this briefly yesterday, but it got asked, the question was asked, and it was not really answered, so I'm going to bring it up again. You remember I told you that when it came to people coming and going at the houses and the apartments and the offices and all that stuff, that there was going to be a paper trail, a record of who came and who left, right? Remember?
Right, of course, yes.
So, and that's what they do for someone like that. That is what they do. So the Secret Service now says it has visitor logs from the Biden house.
Well, right, exactly. And where they don't typically keep tabs on the protectees, as they say, they do have some kind of a written log of who came in close contact or who they processed through.
They have to.
A Secret Service protected site. Exactly.
They have to.
So This flies in the face. Yes, you're right. This flies in the face of what the White House counsel said just in the last few days, and that is there are no visitor logs. Now, maybe they think they're just being very specific, and they're only talking about White House maintained logs of visitors to the president at his Delaware estate or his Delaware home. They may say, well, the Secret Service is different, but come on, you know, we all know that what they meant to say was there are no logs because they didn't want anybody trying to figure out who went there and then speculate.
Ever since he received Secret Service protection from being the vice president under Barack Obama and then continuing as a private citizen and then continuing as he became president, they have kept track of who's coming and going wherever he's at, his office, his helicopter, his aircraft, whatever, his home, current home, whatever. They keep track. That's what they do.
Well, sure. And no matter what, no matter who's in those visitor logs, it's only going to make speculation run rampant about what they were doing there. Did anybody discuss these classified documents that were sitting in his house for years and years and years? Pardon me, his garage.
Hold that thought. We're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Bill Bunkley with something to think about. All of us experience, in one way or another, at one time or another, the storms that make their way into our lives. A wise old saying held that every moment of our life is made up of three storm forecasts. Either we are in a storm, just exiting a storm, or experiencing clear sailing with a storm awaiting on the horizon. In fact, as you look around at a sold-out auditorium or sports stadium, you can pretty well bet that behind all those smiles, the majority of the people have a storm issue in the back of their minds. We all have stormy periods. But how do you navigate through the storm-tossed seas of life? For me, I've learned when facing the storms in my life to turn and cast all my care upon my Savior, Jesus Christ. For he is always navigating me through the storms of life. I'm Bill Bunkley.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. The new Salem News Channel, the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. Home to the people you trust. Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Refreshingly honest, always unfiltered. Streaming free on your TV 24/7. Intelligent analysis for intelligent people. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase and to be sure to use the RE20 promo code and you will receive a 20% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. When the first settlers arrived in America, the heavy influence of the Bible on their lives came with them. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, for many, their Christian faith was as much a part of who they were as their brave spirit was, and their faith impacted everything they did. This fact stands out boldly as one sees Scripture reflected in the individual colonies' statements of the goal of their governments. The Rhode Island Charter of 1683, for instance, simply states, "We submit our person, lives, and estates unto our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords, and to all those perfect and most absolute laws His given us in His holy word." In fact, from the first colony at Jamestown to the Pennsylvania Charter of Privileges granted to William Penn in 1701, where all persons who's professing to believe in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, shall be capable to serve this government in any capacity, both legislatively and executively, the Bible was considered the rule of life in the colonies, and I firmly believe that the principles in God's holy word was the foundation of greatness, which propelled the USA to a level of greatness never experienced by mankind before.
war. If America returns to God's foundational greatness, we will prevent the greatest collapse in world history. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Ron Edwards has the night off, and we have standing by the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Another beautiful day in the neighborhood, huh?
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes, and we are just cruising along during the overnight hours like we normally do, so there you go. Now, I want to mention that another poll, and we love these polls, especially when they're done random like this, 57% of the Congress, or I'm sorry, 57% of those polled say that the Congress should probe the CDC over the COVID vaccines. What do you think?
Well, that's really significant because obviously, you know, there's so much talk about the vaccines and there's so much consternation about it, mistrust about it. Most Americans, of course, I think had already taken the vaccine, but it's a legitimate question as to how these vaccines were made, how they were approved, all these different things. What is the real story behind it? And I think people are entitled to that. So, yeah, they just want the answers on COVID-19 overall. They want to know where it came from. They want to know why it got out. They want to understand what was the CDC's involvement in it, if any, through Dr. Fauci and funding and what is gain of function. I mean, we can go on and on. But we haven't had a definitive information on that.
Now, we have some new intel coming to us out of the Ukraine and from the European Union and NATO, and to a certain degree out of CENTCOM, about the tanks and the heavy equipment that the Ukraine has been desperately waiting on because Russia is getting ready to launch a full-scale offensive along with their ally, Belarus, and come into Ukraine and tear things up, aren't they?
Well, exactly right. And certainly because Vladimir Putin is not giving up. He's literally now throwing in everything, including the kitchen sink, into this. Perhaps it's one more big push, and if it doesn't work, then we may be into some uncharted territory.
Yeah, and we may be there now for all we know. But the thing of it is folks, this situation we have with the tanks and with Germany saying, well, we're not going to send tanks because we don't have an agreement and they needed to sign something and do this, that, and the other, and we don't have that. So we're not going to send any tanks. We're going to screw everything up. Well, thank God for the British, right?
Yes.
Who are sending tanks, heavy tanks, Challengers. I think the Italians now stepped up, too, and sent some stuff along.
I believe so, yes. Of course, what's happening is the West is doing everything it can so far. But, of course, the idea of anything about NATO kicking in would only kick in, presumably, if there's something that comes outside of Ukraine. There's an attack or there's something else. We recall when there was a missile that was shot down in Poland, but it was thought to be early on a Russian missile, but it was really a Ukrainian missile. But if that had been a Russian missile, then you could be theoretically off to the races with an Article 5 response to Russia. So no matter what you do, it seems like the possibility of escalation and a mistake being made is just always hanging over our heads.
Well, the U.S. is calling for our allies to dig deeper on the Ukraine as pressure is building for the tanks. Again, Germany, as far as I know, is not sending any tanks because they don't have that written agreement that they want. And they are going to get tanks from Britain. They are getting lighter artillery and mechanized infantry from us with the Bradley fighting vehicle, as well as the Strykers, we understand, are going to be going over there. They're already, and actually, they're already there. Okay, it's there's no. We got to ship this. We got to ship that. All we got to do is move them from the Middle East, where they're stockpiled by the hundreds and thousands, literally, and get them into the Ukraine.
Well, right. I think ultimately, though, Vladimir Putin, from the Russian side, is going to be able to start building their case that the West, and especially the United States in and of itself, is becoming completely involved in this whole conflict. And he could then say, well,
and Russia hasn't been? And Russia hasn't been?
Well, of course, no. They're mounting this conflict, but the idea, we just don't have American troops fighting in Ukraine. But Putin, in his desperation, I think, would seek to try to create even more chaos by saying, "Look, I can now start attacking NATO targets because you guys have clearly picked a side and you're clearly supporting this."
And let's address that very quickly here, because yesterday there was a report in the morning that our base in Syria, where we have a couple hundred troops, had been attacked by a drone. A drone had gone in there. They'd shot the drone down, but apparently there were a couple of the allied group that were wounded in there, and they were definitely trying to hit the United States barracks again.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. And but especially where Ukraine is concerned, I'm curious, Captain, what the reaction is to Joe Biden and any leadership, quote unquote, that he's really giving on Ukraine. We know he gives a lot of lip service to it, but I think he'd be hard pressed to be seen as a president who is, you know, really doing something. Although Zelensky came to the White House last month and so forth, but it just doesn't seem that Biden has this thing in hand, nor do we all sort of feel that, don't worry, something is going on behind the scenes, and he's going to fix this thing before it gets any worse. We just don't get that impression at all.
Oh, it's not going to get fixed, and it is going to get worse. So there you go. By the way, the United States Treasury yesterday designated the Wagner Group. You know who they are, right? Wagner Group?
With Russia. That's right.
They designated them a transnational criminal group.
Well, I'm sure that helps them to bring to bear certain ways of enforcement and or
sanctions,
financial sanctions. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, they can go after Russia that way.
Precisely, because the pressure has to keep being built from all different sides. And even I think it even raises the question, Captain, again, you know, there's been talk of Putin's health and whether or not he's the longevity he might have because of that. But you do have the internal issues in Russia where even if they were to depose Putin tomorrow at 9 a.m., they would still have years and years and years, I think, of trying to rebuild any kind of stature in the global community.
All righty. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch right after the bottom of the hour, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some bills and have a bottom of the hour news break. I'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
They're at it again at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Hundreds of private jet airplanes carrying some of the world's elites are there to worry about climate change. Al Gore, the secular apostle of global warming, went on another apocalyptic tear, sounding like Chicken Little. John Kerry, who styles himself as a secular savior, declared he's one of a select group of human beings, like extraterrestrials, who have arrived to save the planet. Can't these people get over themselves? Kerry did get one thing right when he said, most people think you're just a crazy tree-hugging liberal. Yes, I'd say most people do think that about this bunch. In 2015, a NASA scientist in conjunction with Penn State University actually said aliens could attack the Earth to end global warming. And the rest of us are supposed to believe this stuff? Be careful. The government, not aliens, may want to impose new regulations on us in the name of their secular gods. They just never stop. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
I'm David Moss Jr. I talk to a lot of people in the community who are frustrated about the lack of new and pre-owned inventory in the automotive world. And when I invite them to Moss Nissan, their experience is very different. We have the distinction of having the highest level of inventory of any Nissan dealer in the Tampa Bay area. With 3 stores on the West Coast and a 4th coming, we are stocked. And all vehicles feature Moss Care with lifetime oil changes, tire rotations, and roadside assistance.
And you know, Dave, I like how you take care of the veterans, military, and first responders. You really roll out the red carpet. Go to mossnissan.com for the nearest dealership to you.
Alrighty, Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, gets customers from everywhere this radio show is heard. We've had people come in here from California, from Washington State, from Idaho, from Utah, from Michigan, from Missouri, from Minnesota, up and down the East Coast, up into New England, upstate New York. And thank you so very much for supporting them. And the reason they're supporting them is because of the fact that if you served in the military or as a first responder, whether you were police, fire, or EMS, and if you were a church pastor, then you're going to get a tremendous discount on the vehicle that you're looking at, whether it's new or pre-owned, certified pre-owned. That's the You Serve, You Save package. Also, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, whether it's a certified pre-owned vehicle or a brand new vehicle. Moss Care comes with it. That means you're going to get free oil changes and tire rotations when and as you need them. How about that? So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. Moss, whatever it takes to get the job done. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hello, Mr. Professor.
Hello, Captain.
Now, let's pick up where we left off. Florida is in the process of changing a law to help Governor Ron DeSantis in the event he would want to run for president in 2024. Have you heard about that law and what we do here?
No, tell me about that, because that does sound very interesting, yeah.
Well, it's very simple. It used to be if you were in office, you couldn't run for an office without leaving that office first. That's the way it is right now. But they're going to change that so that if you are, let's say, a governor or a congressman or a senator and you're running for another position, that you can, in fact, do that while you hold your same office and don't have to worry about having to resign to run for office. Now, a lot of states, that's the way it is. It's the way it is here, but that's going to change, I think, in the not-too-distant future.
Very interesting. So if Governor DeSantis were to want to see, you know, test the waters and perhaps put his hat in the ring for 2024 or be somehow called up and drafted or what have you, then he wouldn't have to resign as governor for that duration.
Nope. He could run his campaign as governor or, I mean, as president and still be the governor and not have any problem.
Well, and we've seen in many different candidates over a long, long period of time, a governor will come out and run or senator will run. That was Barack Obama, right, back in 2008.
Correct.
And that's this kind of thing. So you never know. But, yeah, that would sort of change part of the game plan, especially where the Democrats are concerned right now, because they are, I think, very, very concerned that Governor DeSantis could run and could pose a real challenge to anybody, that is to say, that the Democrats would put up in 2024.
Have you been paying attention to the military budget and watching to see how this has been moving along and the different things that they say they're going to do and they're not going to do and maybe they might do something this way or that way? Have you seen all that stuff?
Well, yeah, we see the different articles and the news stories go by. But unfortunately, Captain, I don't know that a lot of it is seem to be focused on the traditional things that one might think is all part of the military budget, why we have such a thing.
Well, that's true. And a majority of the defense budget right now is, in fact, not aimed at military modernization. Did you know that?
I had heard that, yes, and that's very concerning, because one of the things that we have to build up for is any kind of possible conflict, say, for example, with China, that is growing their Navy by leaps and bounds, for example.
Along with the technology that comes along with it, yes, you are right. Now, this is kind of interesting, and I'm going to ask you what you think of this. Donald Trump withdrew his lawsuit against the New York Attorney General, Letitia James. Why do you suppose he did that?
Well, I know for one thing that Trump came up having to pay some legal fees, I know.
$1 million.
Back to Hillary Clinton, exactly. That's a good question, why he would want to do that, yeah.
Now, we have something going on with these abortion pills. Have you heard about them, the abortion pills?
Yes, of course. Yeah, the so-called morning after pill.
And in some states, it's absolutely blatantly illegal to take these. But in others, take what you want, I guess, because abortion pills access is becoming harder to get in places despite the FDA stance that it's okay to use these as long as you use them the way the directions tell you.
Right. And I did think that we just recently heard about somehow being able to have these pills shipped into different states that would have outlawed this particular abortion procedure by using a pill, but still being able to deliver it through the U.S. Postal Service.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to stop that.
Right, because it would be an in-run around. It would be like, I mean, to put it in the different kind of context, it would be like if a state bans a certain weapon, but you can still get it through mail order, that might, it's the same kind of problem.
Now, wait till you hear this one. Come on down. Yep, come on down. Move to Florida. A bunch of New Yorkers, it's been done, and they found out by doing a poll to find out about this. A bunch of New Yorkers that have been moving to Florida are moving to Florida in record numbers, and they're not coming down here as Democrats. A lot of these people are conservatives, maybe independent voters too, but they're coming down here because they can no longer afford to live in New York State.
Well, they can't afford to live there, and it's becoming onerous to live there. So it really does beg the question, Captain, are we starting to see the tipping point where the left goes so far in all of its machinations to control certainly every aspect of your life to one extent or another, that people have just simply had enough. And then they go somewhere where they hear that it's a much more open place to be, where you can live your life without a lot of the encumbrances of a liberal left-leaning government.
Right. And an update on our congressman here, Greg Stube. He is still in the hospital. He will probably be there for a while, at least another week anyway, because of his injuries that he sustained. We found out that he was working with a chainsaw, trimming his tree up 25 feet in the air.
Wow. Well, that is, very dangerous. Those two things by themselves are dangerous. Being up on a ladder 25 feet in the air and using a chainsaw at the same time is very, very concerning. Yeah, it's very sad, and we send him our best wishes and prayers for a quick recovery.
Yep, and he's the representative here, folks, in Florida's 17th Congressional District. You've seen him on television a lot because he's one of the up-and-coming members of the House, who is definitely going places. He could be the next senator in Florida down here, should one of our senators decide to do something different. Or he could certainly be the governor in Florida. He has all of that going for him.
Absolutely. Well, again, right now the job is to get better.
Yep, yep. So we wish him well, wish his family well. And it is what it is. Things happen. And sometimes they happen for a reason, to make things better. I don't know how that could be the case here when you take a 25-foot tumble with a chainsaw of all things. Jeez, goodness sake.
Yeah, very, very dangerous. And so absolutely, it's we don't know all the details yet, but perhaps they'll come out. We'll have a better understanding of how this ultimately happened.
Yeah, we'll know more this weekend. Okay, Kyle, you hold the fort there, and folks, he'll be doing that while we go to break, and we'll be coming back from our break with more of the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at the highway and byways out there for the second time. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if I told you that you could start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you've been disappointed by joint supplements in the past that fail to give you the relief you need. So we're going to prove it to you by sending you a complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it can start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days. And right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9926. Fast-acting Instaflex is great for your knees, hands, even your hips, and it starts relieving your discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9926. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9926. 1-800-608-9926.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th to December 7th. Volunteers with the Florida Department of Elder Affairs SHINE program are available to help with your Medicare questions, virtually or by phone during COVID-19. SHINE is open and ready to help you with local and unbiased counseling and assistance. Visit floridashine.org or call the Elder Helpline at 1-800-963-5337.
Good news, ladies. Ugly brown spots on your skin might feel like they're the end of the world, but they're not. You can fade those brown spots from view with Dr. Perry's Night Skin Cream. New customers can try Night Skin Free. Diminish the appearance of brown spots on your face, neck, and hands. Try Night Skin Free. Call 1-800-509-4152. Pay only shipping and handling. One per household. Call for your free Night Skin. Call 1-800-509-4152. That's 1-800-509-4152.
The best Christian music to brighten your day. Messages that inspire hope, life, and spiritual transformation from the nation's leading Christian teachers. And a safe place for you to grow in your faith. Sound like something you could use? Visit ChristianRadio.com. ChristianRadio.com is a place you can find hope when it seems there is none. Now, all of your favorite Christian radio stations can go with you wherever you go. Join us online and on your mobile app at ChristianRadio.com.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Mama.
That is none other than Travis Tritt, and that's a song called Trouble, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. You remember that one, Kyle?
I do. Yeah, I love that one.
Bouncing around that one, were we?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I was too here. It's hard to, when you get music like that, at this time of the night, it's hard to sit still without tapping your toes, although I got to be careful how I tap my toes. But there you go. All right, well, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, out west tonight, of course, we're continuing to see the freeze warning that's happening in Central Valley of California going up Highway 99 or Interstate 5 if you're between Bakersfield and Merced, for example, a little bit south of Stockton. We've also got a freeze warning over in the Bay Area. This is going to come down the coast there as you come down Highway 101 through King City. You've still got a freeze warning there. Also, a hard freeze warning. This is going to be on I-10 between Phoenix and the California border, a little closer to the California border, and a hard freeze warning in the Tucson area down in Arizona. We have winter weather advisories in northern New Mexico, the southeast corner of Colorado, and then also up in northern Montana as well. Winter storm watch going on up there, and a winter weather advisory as well, heading up towards the Canadian border there. Up in Washington State, winter weather advisory just outside of Seattle, so be aware of that as we head through this weekend. And a quick recheck here at Donner Pass on I-80, still 7 degrees and still freezing fog. So please do be careful out there.
Yeah, I hate freezing fog because you can't, your mirrors ice up. You know, you got heated mirrors, that's fine. You get so you can see the mirrors, but everything ices up and you go to get off your truck, and if you're not careful, you fall, you land on your keister getting out of the truck, getting down the steps. But it is what it is, so please be careful. All right, I'm going to start out here in North Dakota, South Dakota, from I-29 north all the way down to Nebraska on I-29. You've got fog, quite a bit of fog, dense fog there right now. Over in Minnesota, you've got some developing system there, which could bring some fog in there in the next hour or so. Same thing for Iowa. Going down to Kansas here, got an interesting perspective on Kansas tonight. We've got snow all the way from the Colorado line on I-70 all the way across to Missouri. And that snow takes you through Kansas City, just north of Kansas City, St. Joseph, and hugs pretty much to the border with Iowa and comes down about 50 miles from the border across two-thirds of Iowa right now. Now, you got a winter storm warning over to the west central part of Iowa tonight coming out of Colorado, out of Lyman, to be specific. And you've also got snow through most of the rest of Iowa tonight, so be careful there. Now, moving on down to the Gulf of Mexico, we have got a developing system. We certainly have got some wind in the mix and some waves pounding the shoreline from Gulfport, Mississippi, all the way down to Brownsville, Texas, down there on the Mexican border. So be advised of that. We've got some offshore gale force winds tonight from South Carolina, Georgia, that line right there, Savannah, offshore until you get up towards Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Then it will affect the shoreline a little bit. There'll be some flooding there as well as some pretty high surf all the way up until you get to about Chesapeake Bay, and then it's going to disappear. Snow emerged again in Vermont, in New Hampshire, all across I-95 over to Nova Scotia, and then we have some snow that has apparently made its way down a little bit into the mountains of eastern Pennsylvania. And we also have got some unsettled weather conditions for the Berkshire Mountains and a lot of Massachusetts tonight, so be careful there. All right, Kyle, well, tell us how we can hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at kylewarrenshow.com.
And how about the Truckers Highway and Byway Reports brought to us by Pilot and Flying J?
That's exactly right, and you can find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com.
Yep, take advantage of the fuel purchases, become a member of the Drivers Club, and all that, save you some money. So, Kyle, have a great weekend. I'll talk to you Monday.
Sounds good, Captain. You too.
All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. And, of course, in the great scheme of things, when everything is working the way it's supposed to be, we definitely get a hold of Denise Simon, who is calling us right now. And we're going to find out a question and answer to a question that a lot of people were asking me yesterday. So good morning to Denise Simon. How the heck are you?
Good morning.
All right. Now, I want to mention to everybody that Donald Trump, in case they don't know, and his lawyers got fined nearly $1 million for something that happened. They lost a lawsuit to, I believe it was the Clintons, was it not?
He had filed a lawsuit against Hillary Clinton, and the judge just threw it out.
Yeah, and they said that the damages that they wanted was for Trump to have to pay this $1 million along with his lawyers, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. I didn't read it that way, but I think that could be it.
Okay, well, that's what it sounds like, what I'm looking at here, the way I'm looking at it right now. Of course, it's from the Associated Press, and you get six different ways of Sunday from those people. You never know what you're gonna, never know what you're gonna get. But anyway, he did drop a similar lawsuit against the New York State Attorney General Letitia James, who was suing him and his company for allegedly overstating his property values.
Right.
So, what's going on here? Is Trump suddenly losing some legal battles?
I don't really know his motivations, against, Letitia James. I think he actually has a pretty good case against Hillary Clinton. So maybe they're going to redefine the lawsuit and do it again. I don't know.
Huh. Okay. Well, it's kind of strange that he would, at this point of the, a situation, that he would change things in midstream, so to speak, but I guess he's his own man, so he can do what he wants.
True enough.
Yep. Now, we also know that the judge, U.S. District Judge Donald Middlebrooks, said, and I quote, "Mr. Trump is a prolific and sophisticated litigant who's repeatedly using the courts to seek revenge on political adversaries." Well, that's a hell of a way to do it if that's what he's doing.
Well, look, you know, the more we learn on things and what they did to Trump, and really they do it to Trump, they did it to the rest of us.
Right.
I think he has some, I was happy with some of these lawsuits. And I think he's justified. But where he goes at this point, I'm not sure.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to run out of time here. So there we go. Okay, Denise Simon and I will be right back after the top of the hour news with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer.
Every 40 seconds, a kid is reported missing. Find the Children provides educational material that teaches your kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs are very successful in bringing kids back home to their family. You can help protect our kids and bring the missing kids home safe by donating your unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Running or not, we guarantee you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast free pickup, usually within 24 hours. Over 2,000 kids are reported missing every day. Call now to donate your vehicle. Donate now to bring these kids home safe.
Call 800-745-2882, 800-745-2882, 800-745-2882.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, and AM 930, The Answer, WLSS Sarasota.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The 50th annual March for Life is held Friday on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., with thousands of marchers taking part. Correspondent Greg Clugston was in downtown D.C. for the rally.
Scanning the crowd here on the National Mall, you can see that folks have traveled here to Washington from all across the country, looking at banners from Louisiana, Ohio, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, nearby Virginia and Maryland, and many people holding signs that say, "Love life, choose life."
This year's march was the first following the Supreme Court's overturning of the Roe v. Wade decision. A conservative Christian wireless service company had a presence at the annual March for Life. Scott Coburn is with Patriot Mobile.
Every year we're here in force. We brought about 10 people here. In the past, we've sponsored all of the March for Life, Stand for Life. This year, we're sponsoring Students for Life for America. There's their pro-life summit. And it's more about just being here to support the crowd here, to just let people know what we're doing.
Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar earned to support organizations that fight for religious freedom, the Second Amendment, and the sanctity of life. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise also celebrating the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. The Louisiana Republican addressed the crowd at this year's March for Life rally, urging march participants to back pro-life candidates and to push senators to support the Born Alive bill that recently passed the House. The bill would require doctors to give babies born after attempted abortions medical care. The bill's unlikely to pass in the Democrat-controlled Senate. The Food and Drug Administration will not grant accelerated approval for Eli Lilly's experimental Alzheimer's drug. It's due to the limited number of patients who took the drug for at least a year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-884-8375. 800-884-8375. 800-884-8375. That's 800-884-8375.
Bible.
Clashes between demonstrators and police in Peru erupt during a national strike day.
Police fired tear gas to try to subdue thousands of protesters who have poured into the Peruvian capital, many from remote Andean regions. Demonstrators scuffling with security forces who barred them from reaching key government buildings, including Congress, as well as business and residential districts of the capital, Lima. During a national broadcast, Boluarte said there was no real benefit in the demands behind the protests and the chaos and disorder aimed to take over the government. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The New York City Council approves the so-called Skip the Stuff bill. It aims to reduce plastic waste. The bill would ban restaurants from handing out utensils and condiment packets in takeout and delivery orders unless requested by the customer. If the bill is signed, it would go into effect in 6 months. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Odyssey. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-372-2017. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-372-2017. 800-372-2017. 800-372-2017.
Weekdays at 3, it's Phil's Game with Phil Grandy.
Inflation is going to kill this country. It's going to kill the working guy. And when the crash happened in 2008, the prescription, and all the smart people knew it, was to rely on building small businesses, the backbone of this nation. But see, that wouldn't work for Obama and Biden because they didn't want to upset supporters on the left.
Phil's Game, weekday afternoons at 3, only on AM 930, The Answer.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. Straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, and Customs and Border Patrol agents, too, along with the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are keeping us free and safe right now. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, doing whatever it is you're doing to keep America rolling along, thanks so very much. That would include the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That would also include the FedEx and the UPS and the postal drivers out there delivering packages and mail for everybody. And it would also include our folks that are out there wandering around, the 18-wheel truck drivers, as I said, the men and women, and the suicide jockeys that are out there amongst the vents, hauling gas and diesel, as well as the jet fuel for the planes to fly around with. And don't forget, we also salute our Amazon people, because we have a lot of them that chime in every night. They listen to us religiously on the radio, and we thank you very much for that. Now, you can follow us on the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's a great way to follow us. Or you can go to MeWe or Gab or Parler or Getter or Truth Social over there. That's Donald Trump's social website. Or you can also go to Twitter. Captain's America is the way you find us. Captain's America over there. And, of course, our website is simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now from the top of the mountain up there north of town, it's Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Sure.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation.
Under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, just when you thought you had things figured out, along comes Joe Biden with another monkey wrench thrown into the works. It's hard to figure out where we're going with all of this stuff that's going on. The tanks we're waiting on in Germany, from Germany and everybody else. The problems we've got in the world from Mr. Biden and company. You don't know which end is up. You don't know whether or not the gang that can't shoot straight is going to be around today or whether or not the other team is going to be here. I mean, what on earth is going on with Joe Biden? It's like he's totally lost it.
Well, not to worry. He went to Rehoboth Beach for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Notice he didn't go to Wilmington.
Nope.
I think that these, what do they call them, all the president's men and women in this administration have caused such chaos that now that they are spending a whole lot of time trying to, you know, clean up on aisle six. And aisle six is, it's huge. Everything from how they're dealing with the war in Ukraine to gas stoves, to the southern border, to education, to, to the debt, which they say they refuse to negotiate with Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans in the House.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're, and then on top of all of that, you've got Biden who, he seems so detached, and he is, and I think that they've actually made him detached. Of course, I think he'd be detached anyway, but I think it's much worse because of how they have the architecture of this whole thing that they got going.
Right.
It's thrown the country into chaos. I mean, you can't really bring up any subject that this Biden administration, that the federal government isn't involved with. I mean, it's kind of like, just get out of my house. Just get out of my house. They won't.
No, they won't. And it's only going to get worse, I think, unfortunately. Now, the standoff, of course, on the debt ceiling debacle and who's really responsible, they keep pointing fingers at everybody. Except themselves. Joe Biden doesn't blame himself for anything.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's wrong. Now,
of course. An administration almost never takes the blame for anything. But the Republicans in the House do have an awful lot of negotiating tactics that they can use here. They've got a lot of little weapons in their quiver. And we're going to have to raise the debt ceiling. I don't know if there's any way around it. But you raise it with other stipulations, and these stipulations can be very interesting. They can include that we're going to cut this, we're going to reduce that, we're going to stop this, we're going to force that, whatever. I mean, they can put a lot of attachments to this, and it doesn't have to be one single thing. It can be several things. So, this administration is already pushing back and saying, the Republicans are going to blow it all up.
Okay. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I shall return.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
You're at the perfect location for a family photo, but it's remote and no one's there to take the picture. I'm America's digital pro, Kim Commando, with a trick to make capturing life's best moments easy. Sure, you can snap a selfie, but the quality of your phone's front camera won't capture the full scope of that vacation spot. Plus, it's hard to fit everyone in a frame. Luckily, your iPhone or Android cams have built-in photo timers. For the iPhone, once propped up against a rock or maybe on a tripod, head to your camera app and then scroll right to the option that looks like a clock. Tap it, and there you can choose from a 3-second delay and a 10-second delay. For more time to get positioned, I suggest the 10-second delay. Now you won't have to rely on a passerby to take a photo. On Android, head to your phone's camera app, select timer, and turn it on. Select a delay from 2, 5, or 10 seconds. Step into the frame and get ready to say, cheese. Want more tech tricks and tips? Try my longer daily podcast called Kim Commando Today. It's perfect at home or whenever you're on the go. What do you do when something just doesn't work? You Google it. Too often, that's a complete waste of time. You need someone to hold your hand. Maybe you're lucky enough to have someone to call for help or come over. But let's face it, they're too busy for you. Finding tech support online is risky. That's why I partner with top tech experts to give you 24/7 live support that you can trust. They'll fix your problems or there's no charge. I'm so proud to tell you about GetKimsHelp.com. Whether it's a problem with your Wi-Fi, printer, smartphone, computer, TV, smart speaker, or another connected device, the experts at GetKimsHelp.com fix most issues in 10 minutes or less. High-tech troubleshooting tools like virtual house calls let them resolve even the most complex issues quickly. So stop Googling. Have your problem solved right now. Visit GetKimsHelp.com. It's an affordable way to fix problems with the help from experts who you can trust. GetKimsHelp.com. GetKimsHelp.com.
At Mr. Sparky, we're America's on-time electrician. We all count on our home's electrical outlets to provide us the power we need when we need it. But sometimes an overloaded circuit can lead to a blown outlet, a major fire hazard. Safety is key when replacing an outlet or adding new ones. So leave it to the pros at Mr. Sparky. We'll get it done right and get it done safely.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO. That's GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And GEICO has been saving people money on their insurance for over 85 years. Currently, they happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers, and that number continues to grow. Now, your local GEICO office or this website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. Now, they'll offer you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, along with your car or truck that you're driving. And they'll also even help you with your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance. Again, if you are looking to save some money, bundling it is always the best way to go. And, of course, as I said, this last little thing here, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance, which is what costs the insurance companies a lot of money because there's always things going on. The higher you go, it seems the more problems there are. But anyway, check them out. Geico, GEICO.com. And Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I think we're going to have a great weekend. Looks like it's going to be 80 both days here, isn't it?
Let's see here. I think today it's not going to get quite that warm. No. And tomorrow, not so, no, we're not going to reach 80.
All right. Well, it was 80, what, yesterday, I guess?
For a minute.
Yep. Okay. Now, our White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, a.k.a. Frenchie, blasted our governor, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, for blocking a new advanced placement course for high school students on African American studies, whatever happened to teaching American history, that you now have to take American, the black, what is it, the, whatever the culture is here, the thing on the blacks, to be able to move up a grade or two. And then they're out there moving along at their own pace, and the other kids are learning at their own pace, and nothing is seems to be.
Well, it's not quite. It's not quite that way. And in AP classes, students, which is AP is advanced placement.
Right.
Students have a choice if they're in the AP program which classes they would like to take, and one of them is African American studies. And so, DeSantis had a team look at the textbook for that particular class, and there wasn't anything in that textbook that had anything to do with African-American studies, nothing. It was completely filled with all critical race theory stuff, including ending capitalism and that kind of thing. So his team looked at it and said, no, no, no. We're not going to use this textbook. He didn't terminate the class. He terminated the book and the syllabus and said, if you want to teach it, fine, but submit something else because this isn't going to work. So the White House got it completely wrong, and several, you know, commentators on TV got it wrong. I mean, like they always do. And they didn't understand the full story. So that's how that played out. And the media is virtually lying about the decision that DeSantis made.
Now, we have a question here from Millie in Kansas City. And Millie listens to the program on a regular basis, and she likes listening to you. She says, she says, Captain, please ask Denise. The culture of death is expanding its reach. The FDA has just issued what it calls a permanent rule, which gives the approval for retail pharmacies to prescribe abortion pills. Now, I think her concern is, because she doesn't say it, but that's the question. Ask Denise what she thinks. I think her concern is that in some states this probably is illegal, is it not?
Well, I don't know how this, how each state is handling it, but I'm completely against the abortion pill myself, but nonetheless, I think what has to happen here is that a doctor actually administers the pill in the office. And the reason they do that is to make sure of the gestation period, where the mother, where, how far along the pregnancy is. The, and I think they have to have two doses. I think this is right, so I could be wrong. The second dose is provided by the doctor, but they don't have to take that one at the doctor's office. And so that's how that, I think, is supposed to play out. And the second pill you can get from a pharmacy, but the first one has to come from the doctor. So I think those are the stipulations. Now, how each state handles that and how they play that out is up to the states. But some of these are going to end up in lawsuits, because people could be ordering the pills from virtually anywhere, and, you know, selling them.
Right.
And the next thing you know, that people are actually doing their own abortions by these pills that they get from whatever source.
Yep.
And some of them may not even be abortion pills. They may be sold as that, but they could be, you know, just something else. It could be a vitamin. It could be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really a very unsettled condition here so far. So I don't know if that answers her question, but I appreciate her interest and I think she'll for her state in any state, you're going to have to ask some harder questions and see where this is all going
to
go.
Yeah, is it legal where you're at, number one, and is it legal to where they're trying to sell it to, number two?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, you know, you got some very shady characters out there that are going to exploit this whole thing. And, you know, it's ugly. It's just ugly.
Yeah. Now, let's see here. Okay, we're going to go to the phone line here. All right. Bagamon Bob, what's your question, sir?
Yes, sir. Captain, on the crazy race theory.
Yeah.
I think that we have to go back to teaching pure history. You can't have differentiations between races because that is what brings on division and stuff like that. And I think applaud Governor DeSantis for his decisions. Is he's got to keep enforcing these type of things.
Uh-huh.
So I guess that's it.
All right. Thanks, Bagamon Bob. By the way, I spoke to an American history class taught by our good friend, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright the other day. And I was looking at the book that they were using to study. It was a book entitled American History. And it was not one of the books that you would get if you were going to a public school, because this was a private school. It was not one of the books you'd get for going to a public school. This was a really descriptive how-to, what-for American history book. I was glad to see that.
You know, I think there ought to be a parents' panel, kind of done on a lottery basis,
mm-hmm.
That actually examines textbooks. Because the critical race theory isn't just in history, mm-hmm. American history or European history, whatever. It's in the math books. It's in the science books. It's mm-hmm. in the English book. It's permeated itself through the entire system in the public schools.
Mm.
So if you think that DeSantis has done a good job in eliminating critical race theory out of the public school systems in Florida, he's done an adequate job, but it's clearly not finished. It's still out there, ladies and gentlemen. It may be, you have to kind of go county by county. What they're doing, say, in Pinellas isn't what they're doing in Pasco or what they're doing in whatever else. So I think that these textbooks actually need to be reviewed by parents, and they need to put a grade to it, or maybe even before that by the publishers, where this is coming from.
All righty, I hear the music coming up. That means I got to part ways with you for the weekend edition. We'll see you again Monday morning, bright and early at your normal time. Have yourself
right.
a great day.
Thank you. Hope
your team wins.
Thank you. Yeah.
Right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great stuff she does, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says reporters who published the Supreme Court's draft opinion that eventually led to Roe v. Wade being overturned should be jailed. The White House disagrees with the seriousness of the Supreme Court opinions being leaked. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre called Trump's comments an insult. California U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein has not yet declared her intentions and whether to seek re-election, but prominent Democrats are lining up. U.S. Representative Katie Porter announced her run last week. Insiders expect Representatives Adam Schiff and Barbara Lee to enter that race as well. Feinstein is 89 years old and is the oldest sitting senator. The L.A. Times says that Feinstein will make a decision about her future by this spring. And New York wants to ban restaurants from handing out utensils and condiment packets in takeout and delivery orders unless requested.
Corey and Zach lingered in foster care for years, longing for a permanent place to call home. They lost hope.
I felt alone in the world. I didn't feel loved. Every day felt like a lost cause. I thought, who would want to adopt an older child?
I thought, I'm going to end up on the streets. That's just how it's going to be.
Thankfully, Corey and Zach's journey changed when they were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
It's really difficult to wonder how you're going to make it. I'm not going to have that problem now. I just won't, because I have a family.
Today, Corey and Zach have bright futures. But every year, thousands of youth age out of foster care with no permanent family and no safety net. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This week in the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, brought to you in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. President Biden's document scandal receives growing scrutiny, including scrutiny on the timing. Senator Tom Cotton.
In a transparent effort to avoid political consequences in that election.
Join us for our program. Sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Town Hall Weekend Review, Sunday nights at 11 on AM 930, The Answer.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, found online at naa.edu. naa.edu. Go over there, check it out, see what they have to offer. And right now they're going to tell you what they have to offer.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy is a specialized school. It's not a college. It's not a university. But it's where you will go and you will get federal licensing given to you, which will last as long as you want to use it as an aviation maintenance technician. You will get paid as much, if not more money, than as if you were a college graduate starting out, say, as a teacher or something at the bottom of the ladder where college graduates start out at. It is a very rewarding job when you see the work that you did flying overhead in an aircraft. It also is very important because without you on the ground fixing the aircraft, there will be no planes flying overhead, military or civilian. So I want you to check them out online first by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu for National Aviation Academy. Check them out online. And then once you do, ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, which is here in Tampa Bay on the west side of the bay, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, you call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them. Set up an appointment. And I would not tell you not to call and settle an appointment for both campuses so you can find out what the differences are and where you might want to go, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. But at either rate, the number to call is 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. You'll be able to talk to the students, you'll be able to talk to the teachers, and you'll be able to talk to the loan officers. And veterans, you are welcomed, 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 welcomed. Check with them, make sure you get your benefits, and if you haven't used them before, obviously you're going to have plenty of benefits, everything will be taken care of. So there you go. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. Now, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Germany's new appointed Defense Minister Boris Pistorius to push Berlin to approve the transfer of German-made tanks to Ukraine to fight Russia's invasion. Well, didn't happen. Because Germany is holding out for some sort of written guarantee that they're going to get whatever it is they're going to get from them in terms of money, dollars, pennies, cents, whatever. But it didn't happen. So as a result, no tanks from Germany. So the United Kingdom is sending them. The United States is sending the Bradley and the Strykers. We're not sure if it's Italy or one of those countries in that region between there and Africa, but there's two or three countries that are stepping up that are sending heavy military equipment to the Ukraine. Now, the reason everybody's in a hurry to do this is because we are in the midst of the winter freeze, which is when you can move big tanks like Russia has anywhere you want on the frozen tundra. And they know there's an invasion coming. The United States and Ukraine knows that there's an invasion coming from not one, but from two different countries. Russia and Belarus. They know they're going to get hit with a double whammy. Now, the thing with Belarus is I don't think Belarus is a willing partner in this because they are kind of like being told, well, you will do this, 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 and this. We'll see. We'll have to see. So to be continued. How's that? Now, the Coast Guard is currently monitoring a Russian vessel believed to be used for gathering intelligence off the coast of Hawaii. It's been there for a week. Just going around, going around, going around. They may be there for our space information, because there's satellites and repeaters and all that sort of stuff there. They might be there to try to figure out what we're doing with our space shuttle and our space station and all the things that took place this week coming out of Cape Canaveral. But who knows? Who knows? In addition, there was a shooting at the border with a Texas National Guard soldier who shot a migrant at the border. Now, an internal document gathered by Army Times does not indicate that the migrant was armed, number one, and number two, exactly what the particulars were. We'll have to wait and see. Matter of fact, we don't even know when this was done, but we'll have to wait and see. Now, recruiters who extend their tours for 1 year will earn $750 in additional monthly pay. Marine Corps is shelling out up to $9,000 in bonuses to keep their recruiters in place and to keep them recruiting. By the way, the Navy just did something that they don't normally do, especially in twos. They just relieved two commanding officers on Wednesday, both due to loss of confidence from their crew and their ability to be able to command a vessel. Not a lot of fun. Not a lot of fun, for sure. But, here we go again. What can I tell you that you don't already know? Now, also, if the tanks come to fruition from the countries that are sending them, it won't matter what Germany does. Germany's just being a particular pain in the butt. And I get it. I understand it. You probably do, too. They just don't want to be involved, and they're so afraid of the repercussions that may come as a result of this. But to that, I say maybe they should have thought about it before they got involved to begin with. So there you go. And let's not forget either that we have a commitment. Even though we're holding back on our long-range missiles to give to Iran or to Ukraine to fire further into Russia, we are holding back. That doesn't seem to be helping the situation a lot either. And I really feel for the Ukrainian people with what they think is coming their way. They believe there's quite an offensive going to be launched against them. That's why they need those tanks. That's why they need the batteries, the missile batteries, to defend themselves. That's why they need more missiles themselves to fire at those tanks. So it's going to be a work in progress. I'll call it that way, a work in progress of what happens, what they do, and how they do it. All right, I hear the music. Yep, I do. I hear the music coming up. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Going to wrap things up. I'm going to tell you about that outage that grounded over 11,000 flights last time around. Wait till you hear this one. Wait till you hear this one. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
AM 930, The Answer. Weekend Rewind. Hugh Hewitt.
Begun originally on January 22nd, 1974. This is its 49th march. 50 years after Roe v. Wade, less than a year after the Dobbs decision reversed Roe v. Wade and Casey, the two worst cases of modern constitutional jurisprudence. It's not up there with Dred Scott or Plessy or Korematsu, but Roe v. Wade was terrible. And as a matter of constitutional law. Now, I am a Roman Catholic through and through, and I believe life begins at conception and is up to God to dispose of up until the moment of natural death. I'm against euthanasia, and I'm against abortion, but I'm also committed to the Constitution, and it is up to the states to determine in that state what the rules are regarding abortion, and I believe the court got that right. The movement, the pro-life movement, is divided into many camps right now, but they are all agreed upon at least a de minimis, right? I think the minimum thing on which 95% of the pro-life movement agrees is that the most liberal abortion law ought to be on demand up to 15 weeks and thereafter only if the life of the mother is endangered. There may be exceptions for rape and incest if the girl is too young to understand what has happened to her. That's a legislative matter. It's a very complicated moral issue. And I was just teaching con law this week saying, when we get to the abortion cases, I will insist that everyone exercise respect towards everyone on this issue, because there will be people here whose lives have been affected by abortion one way or the other. And you don't know that. And they're not exactly talking about it. So whenever I talk about it, I encourage grace for all. But the pro-life movement now has an opportunity, and they'll be making it on the streets of Washington, D.C. today. I don't know what the weather is. By the tens of thousands, that the country has got to follow the court's lead and turn to the state to debate what is best for mothers of children about whom they have concerns, caring to pregnancy or caring for. And pro-life groups are best disposed when they are spending their resources, time, and efforts on the clinics that help unwed mothers to go forward. The fact of the matter is, it is vital.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 6, here on AM 930, The Answer. Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get The Answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930, online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Reno, Nevada on our new affiliates AM 1060 and FM 93.7. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much for tuning in to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. You know, folks, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Moss Family Automotive to go to one of their dealerships to shake hands with someone who's come in from out of state to buy a vehicle. And yes, I said out of state. A lot of people come down here from the Carolinas and from the Northeast and from the upper Midwest. Had someone down here a week or so ago from Minnesota that has been listening to what we've been talking about. They came down here not only for a little weather break, but also to get a car and save a bunch of money. And that's good. That's good. That's what it's all about. That's working together. Using your head for something other than a hat rack, right? And good morning to George, the Godfather. I hope you're doing good there, George. Good morning to Eric in the chat room. And good morning to everybody that's out there chiming in and opining at the present time. And I see that we've got, let's see, Trump warned, oh, yeah, Trump did warn Germany about the energy. Now, you remember we had the 11,000 flights that were grounded, and everybody was scratching their head wondering, how did this happen, and what can we do to prevent it? Well, they're not quite to the what can we do to prevent it stage yet, but we know how it happened. The FAA revealed the cause of the outage that grounded over 11,000 flights. They said that the FAA, probing the reasons behind the failure of a key pilot notification system, found out that someone or someone's had unintentionally deleted files when transferring data between databases, leading to the notice to air missions system outage. Now, the snag took place when personnel were working to correct synchronization between the live primary database and the backup database. The federal agency added that it was so far found no evidence of a cyber attack or malicious intent. Well, that's nice to know after the fact. But in the meantime, 11,000 flights didn't go anywhere. People were pulling their hair out trying to figure out what they were going to do next. This, of course, after another shutdown a few days before. And at one point, the system was telephone-based, with pilots having to actually call in dedicated flight service stations for the information, but the system has missed out online. Now, periodically, there's always been local issues here and there, but this deal here that happened was significant historically. It should never happen again. Hopefully they've got this resolved so that it won't happen again. But we shouldn't allow anything to take place that isn't safe. That's precisely why the focus now is on understanding, identifying, and correcting anything that is related in the root cause of how that happened in the first place. And, of course, with phones, especially cell phones, come problems. Cells drop, phones drop, messages don't get sent. You don't know it until after it's done. Unbelievable. And you know, there's another aspect to this, and that's money. Do we need more money to fix the problem? Is that what it's going to be? Do we take money from the people that are being laid off at Google and elsewhere and use that to fix the problem? Is that what we do? Maybe. Maybe. Can we get it fixed in time so that we don't dilly-dally around and tie up our summer flight hopping when everybody goes flying all over the country? Probably. And again, we'll have to see what and how this all happens. Now, don't forget that this is going to be a busy weekend. If you're a football fan, this is what people live for. The Chiefs versus the Jaguars. We're also going to get a chance to see the Buffalo Bills-Cincinnati game. I understand that there's a strong possibility the young man who got hurt, Damar Hamlin, may come out onto the field, probably in a wheelchair, I'm guessing. I don't think he'll walk out. The Dallas Cowboys, San Francisco 49ers, the New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles. Great games, all of them. And you'll be able to see those games this weekend. So there you go. And I can't wait. I can't wait on Monday morning to hear, well, this team lost because of this and that team won because of that and all the different talking heads and all their prognostications. I know somewhere at the end of the rainbow, the 49ers may hit a buzzsaw. Will it be Dallas? Maybe. Depends on who shows up to play. Maybe Dallas. And don't forget, Dallas just came into Tampa last week and just cleaned their clock, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So nothing would surprise me when the money's on the line, because this is when the rubber meets the road and people really get serious about playing football. No one wants to get hurt, but if they do, it's because they gave it their all to begin with. So we'll see how all of this plays out. Now, in addition, let's not forget that this is going to be the weekend that we got to watch and see what goes on with our debt and the default and who's got money and who doesn't. There'll be companies that'll go out of business because of this or declare bankruptcy. Watch and see. That's an unfortunate set of circumstances and an unfortunate way to do business, but you can't control it when you have other things around you that are controlling it for you. Now, Florida might nix the law to help a potential Ron DeSantis 2024 presidential bid. You might know, if you don't know, you do now, that if you're already in office in Florida and you're not running, you can't use your pulpit to advertise your candidacy. And you also can't, put up a booth and all that sort of stuff. It has to be done somewhere off the base at like a PX or whatever, or maybe a watering hole, a gathering place. So they're going to work on that. They're going to try to clear that off and make that something that will work. You'll be hearing some things about it next week and probably the week after because of all the political activity going on. To me, and I don't know what you think, but to me, it's already being done. So you want to make it legal? Fine. Otherwise, they're already doing stuff like that. So don't forget. Now, it's going to be a great weekend, a great football weekend, a great basketball weekend, a great sports weekend. The weather's going to be fairly nice to be able to go out and do things. So where you can, get out there and enjoy the weather. And remember, this program is all about we the people. We the people. It's got nothing to do with me or anybody behind the scenes. It has to do with you and the fact that these people that we elect work for us. And we need to understand that. All right. Take care. Have a great day. God bless America. God bless our troops, and God bless all of our emergency first responders. See you Monday morning, 2 a.m.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Do all your songs sound like this? Time to switch to Fiber 1 Gig Internet from Frontier. Easily stream, game, and work from home with blazing fast upload and download speeds. Plus, get an Amazon-era Wi-Fi system included and a 3-year price guarantee. What could be better? How about all of this for under $70 a month with AutoPay? Plus a $200 reward card and free expert installation. Go to FrontierConnected.com for Fiber 1 Gig Internet only from Frontier. Terms and conditions apply.